What's up, guys? Welcome back to the round 14, episode 11. And you may notice that Tony is sporting a new chapeau. Very nice hat, Tony.
Like that, huh?
That's
also
courtesy
behind
of
my shoulder there.
Yeah, the round 14
sign on my wall.
Round 14 road sign. Courtesy of our good friend Rick Babcock at RoccoBob33.
Yep, go on Instagram there and hit up Rick and he'll make them for you, either a hat or a t-shirt or a street sign. And if you don't want round 14, he does others as well, but it's pretty cool. If you do like the show, support it. We don't get anything from it. It all goes to Rick.
So, yeah, absolutely. You know, he does,
his stuff
does
there. We don't need it.
He does some great work.
And it comes out real, real nice. It really does.
Yeah. It looks good. Looks good, Tony.
Yeah. I thought I'd put it on today to give him a little shout. So pretty cool.
Absolutely. Anyways, so we got a pretty big show today.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about.
It's a blockbuster episode. Two of the biggest action stars of the 80s. The rivalry, the friendship, the movies. We got lots to go ahead. So why don't you kick us off?
Yeah, I mean, so it's basically Arnold and Sly. And if you were around at that time, you know, you went to the movies and whatnot. Maybe, you know, some people that are watching maybe are too young to have seen that. But from the 80s through the 90s, it was one after another. I mean, it seemed like every other month there was another movie. It obviously wasn't that quick, but seemed like it. There was a movie coming out by Arnold, and then there was a movie coming out by Sly. And, you know, and then 6 months later, another movie came out by Arnold, another movie came out by Sly. And these weren't like second rated B direct to DVD movies.
No.
Well, first of all, because there was no DVD then, but that's besides the point. But second of all, these were big hits. I mean, we'll go down the list. You know, we'll touch base on some of them a little deeper than others. Mm-hmm. But it started in 1976 when Sly had his most famous film, which, of course, was Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
And those that don't know, Arnold's film role was called Stay Hungry, played bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a decent job, actually. He did such a good job that they nominated him for a Golden Globe for Best Newcomer.
That's right. And he actually had to cut a little bit of weight for the role. He was, you know, still in the heyday of Mr. Olympia. That was with Jeff Bridges and Sally Field.
Yep.
That movie. Yeah. So it was actually a pretty decent movie. It's turned into a bit of a cult classic.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a lot of people don't know about it. But that was the first taste of, you know, Sly versus Arnie, right? Well, we got that.
And supposedly that's when their feud started, but we'll touch base on that later. But supposedly 77, after those two films came out, that's when that feud started.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. But a few years later, 1982, they had some big ones, both of them. Very big ones, actually.
Right.
They had Rocky III and Conan. And they were, huge.
Right.
They were big films.
Yeah. They were huge. And then we get, in that same time, we get First Blood, Rocky III, Conan, like you said, Conan the Barbarian. And that was 1983. That was, this is when it really started to rev up, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it was, Conan again wasn't really no slump of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it pretty much put Arnold on the map. You know, he wasn't just a muscle bound guy playing a role.
No.
He's becoming the action hero. And of course, Rocky III was massive. I mean, so that was the start of it.
Right.
1984, when Arnold really took off,
I mean,
stratosphere star, he had The Terminator, and Sly had a movie called Rhinestone.
Which I would say is an acquired taste.
As a Sly fan, of course, I watched it. I know you watched it, Tim. All due respect to Sly, Mr. Stallone, I wouldn't put it against The Terminator, but fun movie to watch.
Yeah, it is a fun movie to watch, but you're right. 1984, Terminator was probably the biggest blockbuster that came out that year. Now, in this category anyways. There was a lot of other movies that come out, but,
yeah, I mean, Karate Kid put Arnold that year, yeah. You know, that was massive. But yeah, for this category, for these guys here, 84 Terminator really took the cake, but Sly bounced back in 85.
He had
a couple hits in 85.
Mm-hmm. And then also Arnold came out with, two
Arnold
pretty big movies.
Now, this
as well.
Is really when Arnold became the action hero with mm-hmm. Commando. And then he followed over. It was kind of a sequel but maybe a continuation of a Conan story with Red Sonja.
Right.
But Sly just, I mean, Rambo 2 and Rocky 4.
Right.
It blew out the roofs. I mean, it was just ridiculous how much money those two movies made.
But, again, we as fans reap the benefits of all these movies, right? Because you've got them coming out. Like you said, you've got Commando and Red Sonja. You've got Rocky IV. You've got First Blood Part II. So it just didn't seem to slow down. And I don't know if it was, a healthy competition or one that wanted to be better at the box office or they want to have the bigger action movie. But it was certainly
both. I mean, obviously they're competitive people. Mm-hmm. To say the least, perfectionists.
Right.
I mean, he's a professional bodybuilder, so he has discipline. Mm-hmm. Sly obviously has discipline. Look at his body condition in Rocky IV and Rambo 2. Mm-hmm. So it was probably, I want to be better. I mean, it wasn't like Sly didn't know who Arnold was and didn't know his movies. And people probably started, he's pretty big and now he's blowing things up. And so it was definitely a healthy competition and wanting to be the bigger box office star. And, of course, the money probably didn't hurt either.
No, that's right.
That was 85.
And then 86, it continued. We got Cobra from Stallone, and we got Raw Deal from Schwarzenegger. And I tell you right now, if you're a bad guy, I would not want to have either one of these guys looking for you. Right?
I know, right? They definitely, the diseases meet the cure. And nobody gives him a raw deal. Good taglines there.
Oh yeah, there was,
and that was, that was the big thing too. Yeah. After Terminator with the I'll be back, Commando had their one liners and Rambo 2 had the one liners, Cobra. Mm-hmm. And that's when the action star one liner became really big.
Yeah. You've got your action. You've got your, you shoot 'em up in car chases and blood and guts, but then you've got the one-liners too. And, it just was a great time to be going to the movies, right? Like enjoyed it all.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now they weren't maybe the best that they've done. Like, we all compare, when he brings out Rocky, he raises the bar pretty high and we're going to get into what Schwarzenegger did with Terminator and what he is coming out in 87, but, it's just fun movies, right? Just good times.
Yeah, I mean, they're just movies, entertainment.
Have some fun.
It's entertainment. The storyline is just fun action heroes. It's entertainment. It doesn't have to be Rocky where it's a great drama, great story, great love story, great boxing training scenes.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be all that for us to love the movie.
No, that's right.
Rocky IV was his biggest film at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, to say the least, the lightest in the story department, I guess you could say, as far as like a drama best picture story.
Right.
So yeah, you can't compare that to Rocky. That's really not very fair. They all had just the action movie. It's like your little boy playing outside with G.I. Joes and blowing things up and running around and shooting and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's what it was on the screen.
Yeah, and just like, when Head Commando, we wanted to get the paint on us, right? And put the paint on us and go out there and play in the woods. And, we had a great time, but 87 continued.
Yep.
Right. And Schwarzenegger bounced back with a huge, blockbuster in Predator. He also had Running Man.
Yep.
And then Sly came back with, one of my favorites, Over the Top.
Over the Top, yeah. And that's a cult classic too. Mm-hmm. It's another movie that has its, of course, the Sly following and the cult classic following. Mm-hmm. Good film. Good feel good film. Couldn't get that out.
Great soundtrack, right?
Yeah.
Awesome soundtrack to that one.
It was. And Predator was, the in the woods again with gigantic machine guns and bomb guns and grenade guns.
Don't forget a huge cast in Predator, right? So you've got Carl Weathers, you got Jesse Ventura, you got Bill Duke, right? You've got you've got a massive massive cast. Lots of
it was almost
action.
Like the Expendables before the Expendables.
A little bit, yeah. Right? So maybe Sly saw that a little bit, and
The Running Man, that was a movie based on a Stephen King short story. Based on that. So it was a little different than the book if you did read the book before you saw the movie, but the premise was the same.
Right.
And that did actually pretty well. It did.
And you know what? It was just a totally different concept, right? Like nobody had come up with that before.
Right.
It was just something to see. And then you throw Arnold in there. So, you get some more action. 88, it didn't slow down again, right? We rev it back up.
No. And by then now it was the time where you put Arnold on a poster, it's going to make money.
Right.
You put Sly on a poster, it's going to make money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this was huge
movies. Right. So Arnold has Twins and Red Heat, James Belushi. And Sly has, of course, Rambo 3. So again, we are just reaping the benefits of these movies.
Mm-hmm. And Twins was hysterical.
Yeah. Twins was great.
Twins was hysterical. I know they both, Rhinestone, Sly tried threw his hat in the ring for a comedy. So kind of, and Twins, obviously a comedy, but the pairing of those two was perfect.
You got Schwarzenegger and you got Danny DeVito. I just come off a midnight shift and, some of the things we like to do to keep ourselves going is we do movie lines. And, I was discussing with a friend and, she's a big movie buff, I tell you. And we were doing some of the Twins lines and we were laughing, and it's like 3 a.m. and, and it gets you through the night. But, right. we were reciting lines back and forth. And, Danny DeVito was so good in that movie. Of course, Schwarzenegger was great too. But, obviously we discussed Rambo 3 before, massive hits too, right? So.
Yeah, they were definitely not shy on the money they were making back then. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
No.
After that, we had 89 where nothing came out from Arnold.
No.
We had Lock Up and Tango and Cash.
Yeah.
For Sly.
So it was almost like, to me, it was almost like, okay, he brings out Rambo 3 in 88 and Arnold brings out two movies and Sly says, okay, well, I'm going to bring out two movies in 89 because Arnold's not bringing out anything. And Lock Up was a huge, huge movie. I loved it. I loved Lock Up. And Tango Cash was that comedy, the buddy cop movie, right?
Yeah, so, the buddy cop, Russell. Exactly. Yeah.
I always wondered, I wish they kind of did another Tango and Cash. And I thought they had a little bit of, there was more story there.
They could have. I mean, it definitely has a Lethal Weapon feel to it. Mm-hmm. They could have definitely done some more of them. Again, who knows the reasons why behind the scenes. But Lock Up, I agree, Tim. Lock Up's one of my favorite non-Rocky movies. That's that one I really liked a lot. It was a good film.
That's right. Yeah. And there was lots of talk about the rivalry, right, in the 80s. And a healthy rivalry, sure. I mean, it sold tickets, right? Because everybody wanted tickets. To go see
I'm sure there was Team Sly and Team Arnold back then. But again, now we didn't have social media. We didn't have our phones where you could see everything and anything. You had to wait for talk shows or for magazines and stuff. So there might be a lot that we didn't know about, that we never saw. We didn't hear about it until later on, but both confirmed, Arnold and Sly both confirmed they definitely did not like each other back then. They had a lot of animosity. And from what I read, it started in 77 when Sly was nominated for the Golden Globe for Rocky. And Arnold was nominated for Best Newcomer in Stay Hungry. And Sly did not win Best Actor for Rocky. And Arnold did win.
Right.
And supposedly one of them had a comment and the other laughed about it. Yeah, well, if you won, you wouldn't have had, type of deal. So, it took on a life of its own after that.
Right.
And, it just went on. But then by the time the mid 80s when they were a little more amicable to each other. And then of course Planet Hollywood happened.
Right.
Where people started to wonder, like, was it a big PR stunt or was it real? But like I said, the two gentlemen said it was real. It was real. They did not care for each other.
Yeah.
but they went in business together.
Yeah.
Sue and Bruce Willis, of course, was part of the trio there.
Mm-hmm.
And,
do they still have the Planet Hollywood down in Florida?
Yeah, we do actually. Yeah. I went there a while back, a month or two ago to take pictures because I knew they did have the display inside, but the whole place has been renovated.
Okay.
It used to look like a gigantic globe and.
Yep. And that's the one at Disney, right?
Yeah. And it had big squares of handprints with signatures on it, but they changed it a lot now. And now it's three levels and you got to go in each level.
Okay.
But I wanted to see if any of the Rocky stuff was still there. And, you know, I just asked to walk around. They don't care.
No,
and it was the Apollo Rocky IV Uncle Sam costume was there.
Yeah.
And the Rocky III robe and shoes were there.
Sure. Okay.
Oh, I didn't look around much else after that. I was pretty busy. I don't want to lean over people's tables trying to look at things.
We were there.
Yeah, that's still there though. And that I know that there's like only two or three of them left, not many.
Mm-hmm.
But when they opened it, it was massive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was all over the place, right? LA, New York. Everywhere.
It was every big city you could think of. It was every tourist place you could think of. People were going in paying who knows what for a hamburger.
Yeah.
Get a look at Arnold's leather jacket. You know, it was pretty cool.
But they had, they had all kinds of movie memorabilia in the mall, right? So, we went to the one in Florida in 2008. We took our kids to Disney World. And of course, you know, we told the kids, look, you tell us what you want to do, but there's a few things that dad wants to do and, Planet Hollywood for lunch. We went there and, we had lunch and, they had the Judge Dredd statue there at the time. They had the Maverick, flight suit. They had Dorothy's dress and it was really cool. We got some really good pictures, back in the day, but, it was definitely fun. But, you know, when you talked about that, the rivalry, there was that, I'm not saying it was a solid friendship, but they worked together, right? Because the bodybuilders.
I take it as, you know, a sports rivalry.
Yeah.
If I'm playing against a player that is good and, you know, and can go against me well, it's a respect thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a little bit of a, you know, anger, a hatred, whatever, but it's nothing. You know what I mean? I doubt they wanted to fight each other.
And the picture I'm putting up right now, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Franco Colombo and Sly. Franco Colombo actually helped train Sly for, it was Rocky II.
Yeah.
Right? 1979. So.
Yeah. That's when he first started really getting serious about the weightlifting. Mm-hmm. And he had Franco, and then Franco continued to help him.
Yeah.
For Rocky III and
And I read one time Sly's advice is never get in a bench press competition with Franco Colombo because he will not give up. And I believe, Sly blew at his pec. Doing that.
Oh, he probably did. I mean, Franco Colombo was a beast.
That's a bit of the story that I've heard. That's why when he started putting the tattoos on, right? Because he had the veins.
Yeah, I read after Balboa when his chest got real odd looking, I guess you could say. I didn't think it was, but he did.
Yeah.
And all the veins were there and it was pretty prominent on how it looked. He didn't care for it.
Mm-hmm.
So he went and did that and I guess he wanted to even it out with the other side.
I know he jokes is, you know, once you start with the canvas, right? Yeah, it's hard to stop. So, but hey, that's his choice and it looks good. I think it looks great, but, we've got other pictures here we're throwing up here. You know, the bromance, as you call it, right? So,
that's what it is. It's a mutual respect. They knew what they had. They were both. Massive mega stars of the 80s and 90s.
Well, then we get them finally working together in Expendables, right?
Yeah.
And it took a long time. I was kind of hoping we were going to see maybe a Rambo and Commando, connection
crossover,
but, Expendables. And so Arnold, the story is Arnold did Expendables as a favor for Sly. He was governor for the
first one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, the first one he did for nothing. He did it as a cameo and favor to Sly. And then of course two and three and the escape plan and you know, he paid for that. But, now, you know, they're buddy buddies now and good friends. And actually from what I understood was when Arnold was running for governor of California, he invited Sly to some of the campaign stuff.
Okay. Yep.
And Sly's said he didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife said, you know, Arnold's like offering an olive branch, you know, let's put this aside.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly that again, you know, it's on the internet. So it's true. So, I mean, we, you know, if Sly was here, we could ask him, but until then we had to go by what we read on Google.
Sure.
And that's what I read. And hopefully maybe that was the reason why.
Yeah. Was,
you know, whatever.
Yeah. But, there's no doubt. I mean, we didn't touch on every movie, just cause there's too many like these guys now. And I think too, when he did the Expendables and he did Escape Plan, it kind of kickstarted. He'd gotten out of politics now, Arnold, and he had back into the movies. And then he had Last Stand and he had Eraser and a few of these other, movies, right? So, he did another couple Terminators, right? So it almost, I felt that it almost kickstarted him back into, Hollywood again.
I'm sure as governor of California, wasn't going to be okay to make action movies.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't. And
a big break.
When he did that, he did it on, I believe it was a Sunday morning, 5 a.m. they filmed. So it wasn't on government time, right? Like he said, he filmed the movie, did the cameo, and you had Bruce Willis, Schwarzenegger, and Stallone in one scene. And I don't think anybody ever thought that was going to happen. Right.
Until
the Expendables. So again, we were fortunate to have it. Right. So, but you know, massive hits in the '80s. Commando was one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, here's a picture of right now of Schwarzenegger in Commando.
Yeah.
And, he is so big. He's so massive.
Using, as Schwarzenegger said, we're using machine guns that are strapped to helicopters. Right.
So yeah, you have to
bigger and better. Game. Right.
I mean, he looked like Mr. Olympia shape there.
Of course, we get into a famous Rocky Balboa in Rocky IV we have up now. So for those listening, but again, you know, Sly, Arnie, we thank you. Our hats are off to you, gentlemen. You guys brought it and still bringing it, right? You're still putting
it. Yeah, I mean, they're definitely not slowing down. That's for sure. They had the last Terminator, which was about 2 years ago now, I believe, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, Arnold was no kid.
No.
And of course, so was, you know, Last Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sly was, you know, not a young spring chicken anymore.
But I like the fact that they've written them into the roles where they are older and they're not just, you know, mowing these guys down like you see in Last Blood where, you know, he got taken out, right? And then he had to come back and it wasn't just like the Rambo of old where he just slaughtered everybody and he a few scratches, right? Like he got banged up pretty good.
Well, Sly being the amazing writer that he is, he knows that you're on the screen as a 70-year-old man, even if you are a former war veteran who could hand-to-hand combat as your specialty, you're aging. So there's only so much you can do. And he knew it would be completely unrealistic and torn apart if he wrote that Rambo, just like you said, mowed these guys down and took care of business.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew he had to tweak that a little bit.
Sure. Sure.
So, I mean, they've been doing it for years and decades for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't really slow down in the '80s. I mean, the '90s were very good to both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
90, like we said, you had Rocky V and Total Recall.
Yeah. And also, Arnold put his hat back in the comedy ring with Kindergarten Cop in 1990, which was actually a very big success.
Oh, it was huge.
Yeah.
It was huge. I mean, there wasn't a person alive that wasn't saying it's not a tumor.
Yeah. But you know what? It was a good movie. It was just a fun movie to be with because you've got this, you know, bigger than life, macho, you know, cop who's dubbing as a kindergarten teacher, right? So, and he has no idea what to do, right? So I think we've all seen Kindergarten Cop. I really enjoyed it.
I did too. It was a well done film. And it, you know, again, touching base on the comedy.
Yeah.
Where he went and did that. Let's see. 93, there was Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And Demolition Man for Sly.
Mm-hmm. And then 91, excuse me. I think we passed over Terminator 2.
Oh, I'm sorry. We did pass over.
Yeah.
We went from 90 to 93.
And that was, you know, box office wise, the biggest Terminator there was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah, that was no contest that year because Sly put out Oscar.
Yeah.
And Arnold put out Terminator 2.
Yeah. Now Oscar, and, I mean, Oscar was a fun movie, right? Mm-hmm. But
no, it is. It is a fun movie. And Sly, he has good comedy chops.
Yeah.
Not like he doesn't. Some people can't pull it off. Some people can't do the comedy.
No.
But he could. But Terminator 2 was just so big.
Yeah.
It was ridiculously big.
And another fantastic soundtrack for Terminator 2, right? So, it was good.
And so now we'll talk about 93.
Sorry, I didn't want to pass up on.
No. I'm glad you caught that. That was Cliffhanger, Demolition Man, and Sly Arnold had Last Action Hero.
Right. So
wasn't that bad.
No, it really wasn't. People pass over a lot, but it's actually a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
And, we get some ribs in there from each other. So, it's good. No, it was a good movie, but Demolition Man, wow, that was a great one.
Yeah, it was good. And also, one of my other favorite non-Rocky movies is Cliffhanger.
Sure. Absolutely.
I really enjoy Cliffhanger. Yeah. I really love Cliffhanger.
Right.
And then it was very well done.
So 94 from Sly, from Arnold, we get True Lies.
Yeah.
And then
that was a good film as well. And then Sly had The Specialist that year.
Right. So again, they're back and forth, right? And, maybe not heavily into the rivalry, but they're just putting out action movies at this point, right? So,
well, the studios are just, it's a money train. Mm-hmm. They see it's not stopping. So why would you stop?
No, it's good.
You're making a film with Arnold or Sly. Yep. It's making mega box office money. There's no reason in the world they should stop. Mm-hmm. Everybody's making money. Mm-hmm. You stop when it doesn't make money. That's when you put an end to it. But they definitely had a stretch there. I mean, the 80s and the 90s were, it was huge. It was massive. It was massive, and the films are still around. So that goes to show you also how well it was, because it's not like Sly did Rocky and then did a bunch of No Name or B.
No, that's right.
Or whatever. Or same thing with Arnold. Not like he did Terminator, and then a bunch of who was in that again?
Yeah, that's
these
right.
These are big movies that are standing the test of time. Mm-hmm. They're still around, still want to be watched.
Yeah.
So it was something that I honestly don't think you'll see again.
No, that's right.
I don't really think you'll see somebody or two people for that matter control almost two decades of box office films.
That's right. Yeah. We've been down Sly's movies. I thought we'd just talk a little bit on Arnie's movies. What's your favorite Schwarzenegger movies?
Oh man, I'd have to say probably Terminator. I mean, I hate to be the it's like saying Sly, your favorite movie's Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so different and so good at the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did like 2 and the rest of them as well. Mm-hmm. I did like the, Predator, and I liked all of them. I really did. Yeah. There's very few of his movies I didn't like.
Yeah.
But the Terminator was awesome. And
Terminator
one of a kind. Good. Came out at a good time. So well done. But that's probably my favorite.
Yeah.
How about you?
You know what? It's kind of corny, but the first one I'll grab is Commando.
Oh, is it?
I love it. I love it. It's the first Schwarzenegger movie I ever saw.
You're like a 12-year-old Alyssa Milano. Yeah.
And, I mean, I was, 12 when it came out. But no, it was larger than life. It was, maybe it was just the cheesy one-liners. I love the Terminator.
Yeah.
Right. And I love, Predator. Predator and Commando is kind of a toss up.
Predator was one of my favorites.
But, if I had to grab one, I'm grabbing Commando. I know it's corny, but I love it. It's just one of those movies where you don't have to think about it. We've watched it with some buddies and we all cut it up as we're watching it.
Right.
And we still love it. Like we cut it up the whole movie and like he killed that guy twice already. I think that guy, he's in the shed and throwing the saw blades and, and the lines are unbelievable. Like the one liners that just, it almost makes you groan, but you, you repeat them, you know. It's just Commando is one of my favorites.
But it's just like anything. I mean, back then when you heard the one-liners, you were, you know, in the movie, you were, where's it coming? You know, it's
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where is it going to be? That's you knew right. Arnold was going to say it, you know, but then also too, some of the others had one-liners, like mm-hmm. in Predator.
Mm-hmm.
Then not just Arnold said the one-liners.
Yeah.
That was a macho testosterone
filled. Well, I mean, you know? we get Carl Weathers and Schwarzenegger at the first of the movie, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody doesn't know when he walks in and he says, "Dylan, you son of a bitch." Right? And the big macho handshake and yeah. muscles. And of course it turns into like a bit of an arm wrestling, feet and Schwarzenegger just laughs and he goes, "What's the matter? You got, you know, pushing too many pencils?" So it's just that macho, you know,
that's another great. One I'm surprised has not been invited to the Expendables cast is Carl Weathers.
Yeah.
Cause not only when he did Predator, he had Action Jackson. So he had his toes in action movies mm-hmm. as well
right.
in that time period. So I would love to know the people that are, you know, they would mm-hmm. like to have in there. I mean, yeah. I'm sure some of it is scheduling.
Yeah.
You know, I doubt it's money.
Two guys I wanted to see in the Expendables were Carl Weathers and Kurt Russell.
He's another one. Right. He had Escape from New York, Escape from LA,
mm-hmm.
Tango and Cash, of course, is a little more of an action comedy.
Yeah.
I'm sure many people in the cult following of this film, Big Trouble in Little China.
Big Trouble in Little China, right? Yeah.
That was that's an interesting film if you haven't seen it.
Yeah. It's good. No, they're really good. And you know, he did his, a hand of comedy too, you know, with Overboard, with Goldie mm-hmm. Hawn, right? So.
Yeah. Yeah, he did real well with that, but I would like to see them too. But again, you never know why they're not in it. It could mm-hmm. be, scheduling, I'm sure, plays a huge part.
Right.
excuse me. And if you can't, you know, you can't get them there when you need them, what are you gonna do?
That's right.
You can't delay the whole production. So.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's many others that we aren't thinking of right off the top of our head that could be in there, but
yeah, no, but we'd be interested to see in the comments. I know I can just see Rick Babcock yelling at me right now saying, you know, Avenging Angelo. So it's on that list too, Rick. Every time we do a sly picks, he gives it to me. So, there's so many good movies, you know, and then, you know, Schwarzenegger had Last Stand in 2006, which was a great movie.
I didn't hear what you said.
Last Stand.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was a good movie. It was definitely a good movie, but it's, like you said, I like that the older films now, or I should say the older films, the older they are in films.
Yeah.
I like that they're making it more realistic as far as their age. They could still do things, but they're mm-hmm. not running around like it's 85 anymore.
No, that's right.
So it makes it a little more believable.
Yeah.
Even if you're watching something for 2 hours that is make believe anyway, you still want it to be
mm-hmm.
a little realistic.
No, that's right.
A little bit. Like when Rambo's blowing up 150 people all at the same time, you don't care. You buy it. He's 30 years old there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But so you got any trivia this week?
I think I do have some trivia. Let me just fire up my music here. Get your roller skates on.
Or rollerblades.
whatever you have. And I tell you, Tony, that music, I love it.
Each time I see it, I like it more.
Yeah.
Brings back good memories. Good memories.
Yeah. Okay. Me
falling on my butt.
Well, age before beauty.
Hurt. All right. Let's see. So I have.
I thought you were going to come back with anything you see.
Well, I couldn't say that to you.
Well, I know you're the stallion, so I guess I would have had to send it to you. So.
All right. So let's see here. So Arnold.
Yeah.
Trick Sly into doing "Stop or My Mom Will Shoot." Is that true or false?
Well, the story goes that is true. He was going Arnold was going to do it. And, Sly said, "I better jump on this before he does it." And, maybe not one of his best, a cute movie. I've seen worse, but,
Definitely seen worse,
but it's not, not in the top 10 Sly movies.
I know he's not a fan of it either, but yeah. I did hear that rumor had it. Arnold kept saying he wanted it because right. Sly didn't want it. Yeah. Sly passed on it. And Arnold just kept hearing around Hollywood, Arnold's right. going to do this movie. You better jump on it. And he did. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's pretty funny, but I'm sure it wasn't very funny to Sly. So sorry, Sly. He got you on that one.
All right. Well, okay. So you said the Terminator was your favorite movie.
Yes.
Favorite Schwarzenegger movie. Excuse me.
Yes.
When is the very first time we hear Arnold say, I'll be back?
That is when he goes to find Sarah Connor in the police station.
Oh, very good. Very good. All right. Yes.
Looks, scans the place around, you know, looks around.
Now, the one thing I heard about that is I seen an interview and, he, you know, when they were doing it, he stopped and he says, I don't think I should say it like that. And the director says, well, how do you want to say it? He goes, I will be back. And the director said, no. So,
well, it
worked out pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
He said it probably, the way he did it, right?
It's probably a top five quoted movie line in history.
Yeah, that's right.
It's up there with, you know, Yo, Adrian, I did it.
Yeah.
It's about as classic as that, really, to be honest.
That's right.
All righty. So my next one is, there was a movie that was supposed to have Bruce Willis, Arnold, and Sly.
Mm-hmm.
But it did not happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty popular movie. It was made. But they were offered to be in this film and did not happen. So what film was that? Mm-hmm. And if you don't get it, I'll give you a hint on the director.
What year was it?
You know, I don't know what year it was.
Oh, no?
Okay. I really don't. I'll give you a hint. It was directed by Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino. I'm going to think it's Reservoir Dogs.
No, but that's a good guess.
Yeah,
that's a really good guess.
Yeah, that'd be my guess because I really like Tarantino's films.
Yeah. No, that's a really good guess. And I would have guessed Pulp Fiction because Willis was already in it.
Yeah.
But no, it was Inglourious Basterds.
Wow. I didn't know that
until about an hour ago.
I thought Pulp Fiction, but I thought that's too obvious.
Yeah.
Because he was in it, but, I'm surprised about that. That's pretty good. All right.
Yeah. I know, but you could see, I mean, in Pulp Fiction, you could kind of see maybe Sly playing one of those roles. You could pick one out and you could see him playing. But Arnold, I don't know about that one. I don't know about Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Arnold to play the Gimp. maybe not Arnold.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I'm just kidding, Arnold. Like that. I'm just kidding.
He's still a pretty big dude, Tony.
I know, right? He is. All right, you're up.
All right. What Arnold Schwarzenegger movie is this line from? This isn't the movies anymore.
This isn't the movies anymore. Oh, is that Last Action Hero?
Yeah, it is, Tony. Good job. Yes.
Two for two.
Diane's on fire.
All right.
I let you go first.
Right? Well, I don't know about that. Okay. So I have here, let's just say, I'm sorry. What movie did Arnold walk past a Rambo poster and make fun of his arm?
Oh, yeah. That was Twins.
Yep.
Because he walks up to Rambo 3 and he's drinking a soda and he looks up and he goes.
He goes like, yeah.
And that's, you know what? My buddy grabbed me. We laughed about that so much. And great fun.
So. Oh yeah. All right. So you are, you're two for one.
All right.
Two for three. I don't even know what I'm talking. Listen to me.
Okay. So, Jake Lloyd, the actor who played Anakin Skywalker in Phantom Menace, also starred in a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. What movie was it?
Oh goodness. You got me on this one. You definitely got me on this one. Terminator 4. I have no idea.
No, it was Jingle All the Way.
Oh, it was that kid.
It was his son. Yeah.
So, okay.
Which was another.
I didn't know because of the Star Wars comparison.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
It threw you off a little bit, but he was in Jingle All the Way and with Schwarzenegger, and that was a great movie too. A good Christmas movie. That's a one you can watch with the whole family.
Oh, you got me on that one. See, we're both 2 for 3.
There you go.
Going down in a wire. Wait, we can't be 2 for 3, can we? Yeah, we're on 5. Okay. All right. So Arnold or Sly, which one has the highest grossing films?
Arnold or Sly? Ooh, that's a tough one. I know what I want to say, but
it's kind of a trick question. It's
really unfair. I'm going to say Sly.
Say Sly. It's tied.
Really?
They both have 4.1 billion in gross sales at the theater.
Jeez, eh?
4.1 billion.
They're doing all right. That's why they're driving around in tanks.
I know.
Right? Arnold's got a tank.
And, well, you know, funny story real quick. When my wife and I went out to LA years and years ago, we saw Arnold driving a Hummer.
Yeah.
Humvee.
Yeah.
Right down Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills.
Yeah. No, it's
looked up and I'm like, that looks like Arnold.
Yeah.
It's gotta be Arnold. Who else would be driving this vehicle?
Well, and you know what? He actually did buy a military tank and he uses it on his property. it's a true story. He has people out and I think you pay to come out for the day, all for charity. And all he does is drive over cars.
Really?
And he has a army issue tank. It had to be decommissioned, of course.
Yeah.
Cannot fire.
Right.
But he has a tank on it. He had it on his property in California and he would run over cars and invite people to the ranch and they would just watch him just run over stuff and wreck.
Oh, I thought you said when you had people, I thought like Joe Schmoes, like you and I could go and
no,
here's my $500. I want to ride over cars.
I think it is Joe Schmoes like us. I don't know if it's $500. It might be a lot more, but like I said, it's all for charity. I don't know if he still does it, but he did that in the, in the 90s. And he says, who doesn't want to see people drive over tanks? And, you know, and then they just send them to the wreckers. So to me, that I'd pay to see it.
I would too.
Yeah.
I would too. All right. You're up there, Canuck.
Okay. I got a good one for you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Name the character. Arnold Schwarzenegger character that says, let off some steam, Bennett.
Oh my goodness. I know it was Commando. I can't remember his name in Commando. Oh my God. Wait a minute. My God. I don't remember. I know it was Commando, but I don't remember his name in Commando.
So it was John Matrix.
Oh, Matrix. That's right.
So that was,
that's right.
Another one of the corny lines. So.
All right. So here's the last one. It's kind of toss up one again, a 50-50 shot, I guess you could say. So Arnold or Sly, which one had the highest grossing film? Was it Terminator 2 or was it Rambo 2? Rambo First Blood 2.
I'm going to say it was Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day, $520 million
versus
$381 million for Rambo 2.
Massive hit, right? So I think
we saw that in the theater. In today's dollars, I mean, $500 million, that's over $1 billion in today's money. That's crazy. But yeah, that's all I got. I don't really have a lot of them. I did have one more.
Okay.
But it's an easy one. I know you're going to get it. That's why I didn't ask it. What movie did Arnold take a jab at Sly, where Sly was on the poster of Terminator 2?
Oh, you know what? Like I said, I got a friend that we like to do movie quotes, and we actually just talked about this last night. That was The Last Action Hero.
The Last Action,
because they walk into the, I think it's the Blockbuster. The
Blockbuster video.
And the kid says, look at that. That's not him. And he goes, yeah, he's a big star. He's a big star. Yeah. And Sly's dressed up in the Terminator.
Have you seen that on the internet where they do the face swap and Sly is the Terminator?
Yeah.
He could have pulled it off.
Yeah. Maybe
he could have pulled it off. But I mean, it was just, it's hard to see somebody else in any role that's so legendary.
Yeah. No, that's right.
I could never see anybody else as Rocky.
Nope.
I can't, or Rambo for that matter.
No, that's right.
Same thing with Terminator. Like, I just can't see anybody else as the Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how big and muscular they are, it doesn't work.
No, that's right. Even when they, you know, they remade Total Recall and they did another version of Death Race, with Jason Statham, which was actually a pretty good movie. But you know, you're right. Rocky, Rambo, Commando, Predator, Terminator, forget it. Those are taken.
Yeah, you can't. Well, it drives me crazy. That's all they do is remake movies now. It's like there's no originality coming out on screenplays anymore or on movies anymore. Mm-hmm. But having said that, I like some movies I could see.
Yeah.
And like if they remade Cliffhanger, it wouldn't disturb me if somebody was playing Gabe Walker's role in Cliffhanger. I would be like, oh, yeah, Stallone did that first. That's a cool movie. Mm-hmm. But Rambo and Rocky, you can't touch those. That's just sacred ground there. And I think that Hollywood kind of knows that, that the certain movies are sacred ground.
That's right.
They just don't remake them anyway with different people. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think that anyway.
No, that's right. Well, no, this was fun. You know, we love talking Sly. I love talking Arnie. Some of the biggest blockbusters that, you know, in the 80s and the 90s, even the 2000s, right? So
yeah, between the film blockbuster, I mean, you mention five of their movies each to anybody in the world, they're going to know them.
Yeah.
You mention their names to anybody in the world, they're going to know them. Everybody knows Arnold. Everybody goes and I'll be back and goes to imitate him. Sly is same way. You know, yo, Adrian, everybody knows them. They're just so out of this world as far as stardom goes. And even still to this day, even still to this day, there are a lot of, you know, unfortunately people die when they get older. That's the way it works. You can mention, say, Paul Sorvino, rest in peace, great movies, great films, but nothing against Paul Sorvino's career and by any means, with all due respect. You mention his name worldwide. No, you're not getting that same reaction. And again, Mr. Sorvino's family, no disrespect by any means. I love that. I loved his acting, did a great job, and I appreciate us still having him around on film. But when you mention certain names in anything, you mention Tom Brady. Everybody knows Tom Brady's name.
That's right.
Whether you like football or not, it doesn't mean other quarterbacks aren't as, you know, known.
Yeah.
They're just not as worldwide known.
That's right. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, right? You know, Babe Ruth, Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
There's certain names you know, right?
That everybody knows. I mean, like I said to you last episode, I know nothing about hockey. I know Wayne Gretzky.
That's right.
I don't like basketball. I don't know anything about it. I know Michael Jordan.
Yeah. We know Jack Nicholson. We know Tiger Woods, right? We know these names, right? That the
guys. But when you talk about film, you talk about film actors that everybody knows. They're going to mention these guys. But you mentioned the action heroes or the movies that were 80s and 90s. That two of three names are going to come up, and the only one that's missing is Bruce Willis.
That's right.
Sly and Arnold just dominated two decades worth of movies.
Yeah. Yeah. And no, and then, you know what? They weren't – it wasn't like they came on and it was everything was successful in the beginning, right? They both struggled. They both worked hard. Both of them were told, you're not going to be able to do this.
Yep.
You can't do this. You know, Sly struggled and then he wrote Rocky, right? Arnold struggled. Arnold was a bodybuilder and then he said, I want to get into movies. And he was told impossible.
Think about that. I mean, Arnold's journey from Austria to coming to the United States to becoming Mr. Olympia. And then, like you said, to want to do film and nobody's going to listen to you. You have a thick accent and they can't understand you. He didn't listen to that. And then the man goes on to be governor of California.
Yeah, that's right.
You could not, if you wrote that movie and you watched that movie, you go, come on, man, what is it? This is so unrealistic.
Yeah. But he did it, right?
He lived it.
So two guys that started with very little, right?
Yeah.
And became two of the biggest and still are, right? I mean, we've got Samaritan coming out. We've got Expendables coming out. We've got the Tulsa King coming out. Sly isn't slowing down, right? 76 years old. He's not slowing down at all.
He has more energy than I do, and I'm 20 years younger. So,
right? So
Sly, give me some tips again. Help me out here.
Yeah, we absolutely appreciate everything you do, gentlemen. Sly, we are so looking forward to Tulsa King and the Samaritan, which comes out later this month.
Yep.
Right. So, very excited. And anyways, Tony, this was fun. I had a good time.
Yeah, it was. It was a good time. I was looking forward to this episode with combating the two biggest action heroes that there was. So, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for watching. Leave your comments down below. Maybe I know we missed I know, but whatever we missed, put it down there. Maybe we could chat about it another time.
Sure.
And, of course, if you're just watching us and don't subscribe, please do subscribe and like, and I appreciate you. Good episode as always, my brother.
And, episodes 1 to 10 are now streaming on YouTube, and for audio versions, listen to us on the Last of the Action Heroes podcast network. Tony and I were just guests on It's a Long Road, which is also on, you can see the YouTube feed, and the audio feed is up now as well. If you want to listen to us in the car, cause you're sick of our faces.
I want to get the audio version. Yeah.
Anyways, thanks very much for your support, guys, as always. And, we'll see you down the road.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
See you guys.